Well, as I mentioned, there are certain professions where potentially it may be easier to approach work with a calling attitude. Fields like social work, medicine, religious teachers, or high school teachers, that type of thing. But we've mentioned the idea that there are millions of people who don't have the opportunity or interest to be great scientists or social workers, teachers, or healthcare workers. Jobs where it is not as obvious how they have a higher purpose to benefit others, where it might be harder to view their work as a calling. For example, there are many jobs that are perceived as only interested in making money, bankers, stockbrokers, and so on, or interested in advancement, status, or power, corporate executives, lawyers, or other kinds of professions.
Yes, that's true. But as I mentioned, there are many different people in the world. And so there may be many different approaches to discovering a higher purpose and meaning to one's work, which then leads to viewing one's job as this calling that you are talking about, and then this would increase their work satisfaction. So for example, a person may have a boring job, but that person may be supporting his or her family, children, or elderly parents. Then helping and supporting one's family could be that person's higher purpose. And when they get bored or dissatisfied with their work, they can deliberately reflect on providing for the happiness and comfort of their family, visualizing each family member and how this work is providing food and shelter for that individual. And then I think this can give the worker more strength. So then, whether they like the work or not, there is still a purpose. But I think we have already mentioned that if you look at the work just for your own salary, no other purpose, then I think it becomes boring. You want other work.
But of course, there are still millions of single people who don't have a family to take care of. Do you think there's a way of cultivating a higher motivation that they can remind themselves of in the work setting?
This is no problem. There are still many lines of reasoning a person can use to discover this higher purpose, the wider benefit of their work.
Can you give some examples? The Dalai Lama pointed at the tape recorder on the coffee table in front of us.
Now look at this machine. I think at least a few thousand people had their hand in the making of this. And each one made a contribution. So we can now use this as part of making our book that might be of some help to other people. In the same way, there are many thousands of people who provide the food we eat, the clothes we wear. An individual worker on an assembly line somewhere may not directly see the benefit of his or her hard labor, but through a little analysis, they can realize the indirect benefits to others and be proud of what they do and have a sense of accomplishment. Workers all over the world are bringing happiness to others, even though they may not see this. I think that often if one works for a large company, on the surface, it may appear that one's job is insignificant, that an individual worker doesn't have much impact directly on the big company. But if we investigate deeper, we may realize that our jobs can have indirect effects on people we may never even meet. I think that in a small way, perhaps through our work, we can make some contribution to others.